Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Aaron Shafawalaf, my colleague at MRM. And today, Aaron, we are going to discuss conversation starters. How can we begin a conversation with our LDS friends? Because that's often a big stumbling block. Many people will say, well, I want to talk to them, but I don't know what to say. I don't know how to start off.
It's scary.
It can be. It can be. It can be intimidating if you've never done it before, that's for sure.
And I think a lot of people want to wait for the quote-unquote right moment where it just sort of naturally comes up. But I think we've got to be brave, and we got to ask. We got to ask God for those divine appointments. And but you know what? We really got to trust God for creating or initiating moments where we start religious conversations and be willing to be a little awkward. But you know, God will bless us. Just put your...
Okay. Let me give you a scenario. You're sitting on the tracks. And for those of you that live outside of Salt Lake City, that's our, well, we called it a trolley in San Diego.
Or metro.
Or metro. Or it's our light train or light rail. You're sitting on the tracks and there's a guy next to you. And let's say he's got a Book of Mormon in front of him. And you notice he's reading it on the way to work or whatever. So what you feel to ask him a question. How would you start it?
One of the first questions I would advise using is, literally, can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Not rocket science.
No, that's not.
Okay. And I think it really kind of, it's disarming, and it has a dialogical feel to it, and it has a feel like I want to start a conversation with you. Mm-hmm. What is your religious background?
Okay, well, you just saw him with a Book of Mormon, yeah. So you'd probably change that a little bit and say, well, I'm assuming you've got a Book of Mormon in front of me. Yeah. You're probably a member of the LDS Church.
You know, okay. Even if they don't have religious literature, you know, most people aren't reading their Book of Mormon when you meet amongst as strangers. So that's a good... Sorry.
I've actually seen them doing that. And it's kind of funny because I almost... Should I interrupt? Should I bother them? I don't know. So, okay. So, you know, let's say we're going to go right to it. You know they're LDS. Okay. So what would you ask them then?
I think just out of politeness, you could still ask, hey, are you Mormon? Mm-hmm. And I'd like to follow up with, how long have you been a Mormon?
Okay.
And a lot of people in Utah will tell me they were born into the church, and I'm not trying to disqualify their faith by, you know, appealing to that or anything. So what I ask him is, so what made you decide to be a Mormon? If they're a lifelong Mormon, I'll say, well, what made you decide to stay Mormon when you came to that point in your life when you had to make a decision? What made you decide to be or to stay Mormon?
Okay. So let's say the person was a convert. Okay, let's just assume they say, hey, I was a convert. I wasn't born in the covenant, as they would probably say if they were lifelong, but I became a convert. So what's your next question?
Well, what's the best part about being Mormon? I just try to follow up with some more. Hey, did you ever go on a mission? Maybe if they're a little older guy or past the mission age. Where did you go on your mission?
Mm-hmm.
I like asking... were you treated well by evangelicals?
Ah, that's a great question. How many times have we heard the horror stories? And I often tell people when I'm speaking in churches, you know what? If you treat these young men and young women, you know, with any type of, you know, abusive language or just being offensive or obnoxious, they remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And that certainly becomes a part of their fast and testimony story. And so we need to be careful about that. And I'm sure we've all blown it at some times. I know there's many times in my life afterwards, like, oh, I could have said
and
that
even
a
when
bit
you're
better.
Not, even when you're being reasonable, Mormons as a culture, I'll say this publicly, I think Mormonism as a culture is hypersensitive. But, you know, sometimes people need to kind of vent how they've been mistreated or tell you how they've been treated. Okay, last night I spent about a half hour listening to a guy just vent. And that's okay.
Really?
It was good at the end, though, because it was like, hey, you know, I've been listening to you. Or didn't say that, but that was the case. And he's going to come back next week and we'll talk more. But you know what? A lot of Mormons who have been on their mission, they've had a very diverse experience. And so it's just a way to further conversation. And I'll ask them something like, I'm not sure if I said this, What's the best part about being Mormon?
Okay. And what kind of answers do you normally get when you ask that question?
Well, they'll bring up topics that I think are really good conversation topics, like having a modern day prophet, or having additional scripture, or having a guidance from living oracles, whatever words they would use for that.
I've heard some actually say, well, we have priesthood authority and organization.
Sure.
They like a well-organized religion.
Yeah, well, and unity.
And I've often told people that, you know, when it comes to Mormonism, we're probably not going to be able to match it for its organization. It is a well-oiled machine, for good or for bad. And
that's a good segue for talking about what really most matters. Is it the organization, or is it unity over belief? Mm-hmm. Because Protestants have more unity. I mean, these are segues, but they'll get you into bigger topics. But, you know, if you're talking to a stranger, and sometimes you just, I'll say this, I do this all the time, every week, start conversations with Mormons, but it's still scary for me. So sometimes I like to have something tangible in my hand, like a tract. And so I'll say something like, this is just real simple. Can I give you a tract? Mm-hmm. Can I give you something?
And how's the response for that?
People are, you maybe get one out of 10. Okay. Sometimes they'll take one, and then you do that for an hour, and you'll get yourself into some great conversations if you're willing to put up with a lot of rejection. So.
You know, I often tell people, if you're going to use a tract, now the tracts, you haven't mentioned what kind of tract is this a tract that's written about the Mormon Church or something specifically about Mormonism
non-Mormon? I don't even want to say what the best thing is to use right now. I'll just say use anything, because the thing I'm getting at here is use something that'll help start a conversation. And
okay.
If they're not going to talk to you, something that will plant a little seed. And if that's just purely positive presentation of your beliefs, or it's an engagement of Mormonism, so be it. Either way is fine.
I find usually if I'm going to give a Mormon a tract, if it's dealing with something about Mormonism, I'll usually kind of preface it by saying, look, could I give you this literature, and could you do me a favor, if they wanted to stay in touch with you at least, could you go through this and can you tell me where the mistakes could be? Because certainly if this thing is not accurate, I want to know. Could you, as an LDS person, tell me where this tract is either wrong or right?
Yeah.
And get back to me and tell me where it is. And I find that usually puts the ball in their court. So now they have the opportunity to show me how we evangelicals always seem to get it wrong, you know. And hopefully the tract is written well enough to where they won't be able to do that.
You know, another thing you can ask, and I think this is not only a good conversation continuer, help further. This is a great heart question for you, the questioner. Have you ever met a born-again Christian before, a traditional Christian, however you'll phrase it? A lot of Mormons here in Utah, rural Utah, no. Mm-hmm. City Mormons, yeah. Well, have you ever had an evangelical friend? And, you know, the answers you're going to get, I think, should really burden your heart to whew, man, I've got to share the gospel with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a fun question. This will sound really silly, but this works. Have you ever had a born-again evangelical Christian evangelize you?
Uh-huh. Okay.
You're smiling.
Or witness to you.
Or witness to you.
Share their faith with you.
You know, most, this should really burden your heart. Most people who I ask that to say no.
Wow.
And okay. So that should give you a sense of weightiness and urgency and love for this person. Mm-hmm. And this is a funny question again, but it works a lot. Would you mind if I evangelized or witnessed to you, or shared a short gospel presentation to you, or shared something real short with you?
Or just saying something very simple like, you know, mind if I share something that's dear to me? I know you have your beliefs that you hold very dear and you cherish. Well, I do too. Would you mind if I kind of explain to you where I'm coming from?
You know, I'll jump ahead to echo that. I like to ask someone in a conversation, would you mind if you shared your testimony with me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll thank them for being raw and vulnerable and open with me. And then I'll ask, can I share a testimony with you? And you can share your own personal story, you know, what God's done in your life and what he's taught you. Or you could even say something like, well, I'd like to share a testimony from God himself, and then share a scripture. Because mm-hmm. that's really what we believe scripture is. It's God's testimony. Mm-hmm. Another question I like to ask is, what are some of the biggest misconceptions you think evangelical born-again Christians have about Mormons?
And that's a good question.
That's a question Mormons like to answer.
Well, okay, when I read the newspapers and they cover articles like that, it's usually always the polygamy issue,
Sure.
okay, and the one that we have extra scripture.
And it, you know, what this does is just opens up the conversation to history stuff, culture stuff, doctrine stuff. This is a great way to just start talking about or get in the direction of a great topics. But another question I like to ask, and this really gets you talking about probably what you really want to talk about, some distinctive things that are important to the gospel here. What are some of the biggest differences you think exist between Mormonism and traditional Christianity? I like to qualify it a little bit at that stage of the conversation, maybe, because I don't want to necessarily have to put them on the defense. I mean, you could and say, what's the difference between Mormonism and Christianity? But you can just ask, what's the differences? What do you think the biggest differences are between Mormonism and traditional Christianity? And get them to bring up the big topics. And I'll ask them in Utah here. If you know a little bit about Mormon culture, you know, this would be a nice question to ask a starter. Hey, did you watch or listen to the last General Conference? And you can ask something like, what's something that stood out to you? And
These
yeah.
shouldn't be threatening
Oh
questions to a
gosh,
Mormon.
no.
No. And that's the whole point. Sometimes if we come on a little too strong at the very beginning, the Mormon would naturally, be a little apprehensive to engage in a conversation like that. But you're asking them things that I don't think would be, intimidating to them. So, one more real quick. We have a few seconds left.
You know, I'll end this by saying trust God, and put your neck out there and start conversations with friends, family, and strangers. Initiate it and just watch. Be amazed about how God will work through that and watch where it goes. You do not have to be an expert in Mormonism.
That's true.
You do not have to know a lot about the Mormon religious culture. You just got to know your Bible, even just a little bit, and what God's done in your life. And then you'll be challenged yourself. You'll learn a lot, and you'll get to share your faith.
Yeah, I hope a lot of people have written some of these things down and use them in upcoming situations because it's really not all that difficult, and we do have a responsibility to share our faith.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. On October 14th and 15th, an event is coming to Salt Lake City that you won't want to miss. Sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry, the third annual Compassionate Boldness Conference will take place at Calvary Chapel in Salt Lake City. Hear plenary speaker Rob Bowman, along with Sandra Tanner and Bill McKeever, as well as more than a dozen others as we look at Mormonism from a biblical worldview. You'll have the chance to hear some of the latest Christian research on topics related to Mormonism, with one session featuring a panel of Christian pastors to hear their perspective on life in Utah. It's an event every Christian in this state ought to attend. Now to sign up, go to www.compassionateboldness.com. Again, the event will take place on Friday evening, October 14th, and all day Saturday, October 15th at Calvary Chapel, Salt Lake, right off the 15 freeway and located at 460 Century Drive. Go to CompassionateBoldness.com and make sure to reserve your spot today. You'll be glad you did.